Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. This is what Max Lucado says from his amazing book, Glory Days. Listen to this. About 2.2 billion people on our planet call themselves Christians. That is approximately one-third of the world's population. If the survey is any indication, about 2 billion of those Christians are chugging along on a fraction of their horsepower. Such sluggishness can only lead to weak churches and half-hearted ministries. What would happen if they got a tune-up? How would the world be different if 2 billion people came out of the wilderness? How much joy would be unleashed into the atmosphere? How much wisdom would be quarried and shared? How many marriages would be saved? How many wars would be prevented? How much hunger eliminated? If every Christian began to live the promised land life, how would the world be different? In Canaan, you do not fight for victory, you fight from victory. In the wilderness, you strive. In Canaan, you trust. In the wilderness, you seek God's attention. In Canaan, you already have God's favor. In the wilderness, you doubt your salvation. In Canaan, you know you are saved. You move from wanting to have to believing you already do. Canaan is a life defined by grace, refined by challenge, and aligned with a heavenly call. In God's plan, in God's land, we win more often than we lose, forgive as quickly as we're offended, and give as abundantly as we receive. We serve out of our giftedness and delight in our assignments. We may stumble, but we do not collapse. We may struggle, but we defy despair. I love that. We boast only in Christ. Trust only in God, lean wholly on His power. We enjoy abundant fruit and increasing faith. God invites us to enter Canaan. There's only one condition. We must turn our backs on the wilderness. Just as Canaan represents the victorious Christian life, the wilderness represents the defeated Christian life. Much like Tom from Fargo said, when you leave Egypt, don't look back, keep looking ahead. Even if the season didn't turn out exactly like you thought, God is always good, His promises are always true, and He will always make a way for you. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.